D60 Soul Path Analysis for Dustin Hoffman. Let us do the Soul Path Analysis based on D60 chart of Dustin Hoffman now. The Sun placed in the fourth house, ruling the seventh house, and influenced by the D60 deity Marut, defined a soul mission centered on public identity, relationship karma, and inner emotional courage. The fourth house governs emotional grounding, early roots, and the mother's influence, while the seventh house rules partnerships and public-facing roles. Marut, the storm god, brings movement, vitality, and dynamic transformation, often pushing the native to uplift others or confront imbalances. For Dustin Hoffman, this points to a karmic trajectory where his emotional base and public relationships required active engagement, healing, and renewal. His performances often captured emotional nuance and societal themes, reflecting Marut's wind-like ability to stir dormant issues. The Sun, a symbol of identity and visibility, channeled through the inner world of the fourth house and the relational responsibilities of the seventh, meant his soul needed to navigate how private emotional truth could be expressed with public dignity and moral courage. His life path involved harmonizing leadership with vulnerability, often through confronting emotional turbulence and evolving through it. The Moon placed in the ninth house, ruling the sixth house, and aligned with the D60 deity Kala, directed Dustin Hoffman's emotional intelligence and psychological rhythms toward higher philosophy, karmic service, and the passage of time. The ninth house represents higher wisdom, philosophy, and the father, while the sixth house governs everyday service, illness, and obstacles. Kala, symbolizing cosmic time and death, lends a serious, even weighty tone, pushing the individual to view life through the lens of inevitability, moral consequence, and spiritual responsibility. The Moon's emotive, intuitive, and responsive nature here had to be disciplined and shaped by long-term vision. Emotional maturity would not come easily or early. It was earned through navigating existential doubt, service-related burdens, and philosophical depth. His portrayals often touched upon complex characters, morally ambiguous, deeply human, and shaped by circumstances, mirroring the soul lesson to find compassion and endurance amid the transience of life. Mars placed in the 12th house, ruling the 3rd and 10th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Komala, offered a soul path of refined action, internalized energy, and creativity, channeled through sacrifice. The 12th house signifies loss, seclusion, spiritual insight, and subconscious drives. Mars, typically aggressive and outward, was turned inward here, creating a temperament that had to transform impulse into subtle mastery. Komala, the deity of delicacy and emotional sensitivity, tempered Mars's fire with poise and refinement. His courage, authority, 10th house, and expression, 3rd house, needed to be filtered through spiritual discernment, introspection, and emotional subtlety. His acting style, known for its restraint, detail, and inner tension, beautifully reflects this soul directive. Mars' typical outward thrust found a new dimension in soulful perseverance, quiet preparation, and roles that demanded immersion into psychological depths. His life path required him to harness drive, not for conquest, but for deeply impactful, quietly powerful artistic contribution. Mercury placed in the 8th house, ruling the 6th and 9th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Amrita, brought Dustin Hoffman's intellect, communication style, and spiritual learning into deep transformative and emotionally charged arenas. The 8th house governs hidden forces, psychological shifts, and profound transformation, while the 6th relates to service, struggle, and discipline, and the 9th to philosophy, faith, and long-term dharma. Amrita, the nectar of immortality, represents healing, emotional rejuvenation, and the power of subtle nourishment. Mercury's analytical and verbal gifts, when placed in the 8th and governed by Amrita, suggest a mind capable of penetrating hidden truths, healing through dialogue, and embodying timeless messages. His performances often displayed remarkable emotional intelligence and psychological realism, reflecting the ability to communicate from the depths. The soul lesson was to use intellect not for superficial analysis, but as a medium of transformation, to restore emotional and philosophical balance through thoughtful expression, and to serve collective healing through profound inner exploration. Jupiter placed in the 3rd house, ruling the 2nd and 11th houses, and aligned with the D60 deity Nirmala, shaped Dustin Hoffman's approach to self-effort, communication, values, and aspirations with a quality of grace, purity, and refinement. The third house governs skill development, courage, and effort. The second house relates to personal values and speech, and the 11th house to social gains and broader impact. Jupiter here bestowed expansive learning and a philosophical tone to his communication, while Nirmala's energy purified his expressions, allowing him to refine and uplift others through his roles and presence. His speech, values, and the messages he chose to deliver through his characters were often ethically grounded, precise, and imbued with emotional clarity. This placement called on his soul to lead through understated wisdom, building a reputation not through flash, but through quiet excellence and emotional precision. His public contributions were intended to serve not just entertainment, but elevation, to inspire, refine, and humanize the collective psyche. Venus placed in the fourth house, ruling the fourth and ninth houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Maheshwara, deeply colored Dustin Hoffman's emotional core, aesthetic sensibility, and philosophical orientation with spiritual authority and inner detachment. The fourth house governs home, heart, and emotional foundation, while the ninth relates to destiny, guidance, and spiritual outlook. Venus here anchored his artistic sensitivity and need for emotional harmony in deeply philosophical roots. Maheshwara, a form of Shiva associated with destruction of illusion and higher consciousness, elevated his Venusian qualities, love, creativity, harmony, into expressions of timeless truth. Emotional comfort and beauty were not ends in themselves, but were to be vehicles for transcending superficiality and connecting with something greater. His performances often brought out raw beauty, emotional intensity, and transcendent wisdom, suggesting a soul that found spiritual purpose in artistry. The journey required him to balance softness with detachment, beauty with depth, and personal emotional needs with collective spiritual service. Saturn placed in the first house, ruling both the first and 12th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Suda, established Dustin Hoffman's identity, demeanor, and spiritual depth through themes of endurance, emotional restraint, and quiet healing. The first house signifies self-image, vitality, and how one approaches life, while the 12th house relates to spiritual withdrawal, solitude, and transcendence. Saturn here infused his personality with seriousness, maturity, and an aura of gravity, while Suda, a deity representing cooling, soothing, and subtle emotional nourishment, softened Saturn's often rigid energy into something nurturing and redemptive. His public persona exuded depth, understatement, and emotional authenticity, while privately, he may have grappled with isolation, emotional burdens, and the responsibility of carrying unspoken karmic weight. The soul lesson was to embody restraint without repression, to walk through solitude not with bitterness, but with quiet grace, and to allow his very being, his presence, voice, and timing to become instruments of healing and clarity for others. Rahu placed in the first house, with lordship over the same house and also under the influence of Haramba, intensified Dustin Hoffman's individuality, presence, and karmic drive toward embodying a protective yet disruptive archetype. Rahu in the first magnifies self-expression, public intrigue, and the desire to assert a unique identity, often breaking conventional molds. Haramba, a fierce yet protective form of Ganesha, imbues this Rahu with the task of clearing karmic obstacles, not by brute force, but through wisdom and unconventional courage. This energy made his public identity powerful yet enigmatic, someone whose image and roles were often unexpected, layered, and challenging societal norms. The soul's dharma here was not just to be different, but to embody difference as protection, to use his unique presence to clear illusions, shift norms, and make space for new forms of emotional, social, and psychological truth. Ketu placed in the seventh house, ruling the 10th house, and also influenced by Haramba, created a karmic detachment from traditional notions of public image, fame, and partnership structures. The seventh house governs relationships and the public mirror, while the 10th governs career and public status. Ketu brings past life mastery and present life indifference, suggesting that despite success, Dustin Hoffman's soul carried a built-in detachment from glory or external praise. Under Haramba's guidance, this detachment was purposeful to protect his dharma by stripping away egoic traps tied to public adoration or personal entanglements. His relationships may have been marked by karmic intensity, but also spiritual lessons in humility, loss, or quiet service. Professionally, his soul journey was to focus on meaningful work, not empty recognition. The task was to accept public life as a vehicle for transformation, his own and others, without becoming attached to its rewards or illusions.